Do you remember slivers from your childhood, Samantha?
Yes, thank you for giving me back my PTSD about slivers.
Right, because we lived in fear of getting a sliver. Because if you got a sliver, it meant, oh my God, great pain and anxiety came, right?
Out came the tweezers, out came the needle, and your mom was like attacking you with both.
Right, out came the lighter to sterilize it, and then out came the squeezing, right?
Yeah,
That was the worst pain. And then it got me wondering, do you think today's kids deal with slivers?
Not in the magnitude in which we probably did.
Right, because they're a bunch of big babies.
Well, they've baby-proofed the world, Lisa. Everything is freaking plastic.
Right, nobody's sitting on a park bench that's full of slivers. Nobody's dragging their hand across the branches that are full of slivers.
Nobody's climbing a tree, like, let's be honest.
There's just no slivers out there in the world for them.
If kids don't go outside, they can't possibly get a sliver.
Oh my God, are slivers extinct?
Yes. Yes, they are.
I think slivers might be extinct, Samantha. Somebody has banned slivers from today's society.
Well, they have tried to protect the young, so this is what happens.
Right? We got slivers and we just kept on going.
Just another item that Gen X owns.
That's a good point, right? Gen X, owner of the sliver. Not only did I survive the wooden spoon, I also survived the sliver.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
I was like, Sam, and I broke it. I was like a 14-year-old kid, and I like just
puberty just hit you or something?
Yeah, puberty just, Sam.
Right? It's like after I've had too many glasses of wine, all of a sudden my voice drops an octave.
Yes, I don't know why that happens.
Right, I become a young man.
Yes, you do.
That's the weirdest thing, hey?
It is the weirdest thing.
I don't get why my voice does that, because I feel my voice is just my voice. Right? Like, I feel it's dealt with puberty, if women even go through that. All right? I mean, I know we go through puberty, but do we go through vocal puberty? I don't know if we do.
No, I don't think so.
You know why? It's because we are absence of the Adam's apple. Although sometimes I feel like I might, but then I think, no, I think that's just like a fat buildup. It's just a fatty deposit of some sort.
Just some sort of fatty deposit, I'm sure, right?
We
are in our menopausal years, so that means like we have no hormonal anything anymore.
Nothing, right?
It's very possible shit's happening.
You know what I think happens to us in these next 10 years? I think we become like Barbara Papa. Remember Barbara Papa, that cartoon that just became like a head and just a big body?
Blah. No!
That's what I think. That's where I think we're headed. I think we're losing all of our definition.
Oh, right? My God.
Our face is just going to become our schneck. Right? We're just going to become like a weeble.
I'd rather not. Actually.
That's where we're headed. We're headed to our weeble years, right? We weeble, wobble, but they don't fall down.
Don't fall down. Awesome. Because
falling down would be the next, would be the 70s, right?
Mm-hmm. I prefer not to fall down, actually.
Yeah, I prefer not to. Look, you already know firsthand what happens when you fall. What happens when you take a tumble?
You take a tumble, you break an ankle, you hurt your finger, your shoulders become frozen.
And 2 years later, you still have some aches and pains from it, right?
2 years later, you're still dealing with shit.
You're still dealing, right? You're still going to get a rub down every now and then so you can feel better.
Yeah, because my shoulders still, they ache, like they still kind of don't feel great. So
right? Yeah, so avoid the falls if possible, Samantha.
Yeah, Lisa, thanks. Thanks for the advice.
You're welcome. Hey, that's what I'm for, right? How's your week been? How's your week?
Well, it's a short week. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
I know, right? Because we just had the long weekend over and done. Some crappy weather that followed.
Oh, God. Could it have gotten shittier?
Oh, right. It doesn't matter.
Let's go being Canadian again and talking about weather.
Right. And we don't want to badmouth Mother Nature right now.
No, sorry. Love you. Hugs, kisses.
Dear Mother Nature, do what you need to do right now.
Yeah, but
right, just be you.
Be good.
Right, we're needing you on your best behavior next week. Right, so lash out all you want right now.
Because those storms were brutal.
Those were some crazy, crazy storms. I guess we better wish our friends in America happy July 4th.
Happy 4th of July.
4th of July, right? Mm-hmm. You know, whatever that looks like for them, barbecues and hoopla, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure if you, what is it?
I saw a hot dog eating contest on the news.
Firecrackers, fire things.
Fireworks.
Fireworks, thank you.
Yeah, we call them fireworks in Canada.
I know. I couldn't find the word. Right. And menopause. Okay.
And not everything can be blamed to menopause. Okay. Really? But here's, can I share something that I wanted to do on this long weekend that I didn't get to do?
Oh, what?
I wanted to dabble in rhubarb.
Why?
Because I wanted to practice my baking. And I was thinking about maybe making, like, I saw an easy recipe for rhubarb pie, like strawberry rhubarb pie. Really easy recipe, right? You already buy the pie crust and everything, right? Uh-huh. It's just the filling that you're kind of looking for.
You were going to dabble in a strawberry rhubarb pie.
I wanted to dabble.
Okay. So.
So, no, listen, before, if you could just refrain from pulling up your judgy pants.
I'm going to dash your hopes.
Right? Just hang on. You don't need to dash my hopes. They were dashed already. They were dashed because you can't dabble in rhubarb if you don't know where rhubarb lives.
Well, rhubarb does not live in a grocery store, I'll tell you that.
It's not at the grocery store.
No.
That is not where you find rhubarb. You can find your potatoes, you can find your carrots and your parsnips and your tomatoes and all the other stuff you'd grow in your garden, but you can't find rhubarb.
No.
Where the hell's the rhubarb?
Farmer's market.
Why? I'm not going to a farmer's market.
My mom's backyard.
I know Sheila has rhubarb, but what do the other people do?
Our neighbor's backyard.
Who don't have the rhubarb.
You have to go to a farmer's market for that.
Why can't you get it at the grocery store?
Because it's just not something people give a shit about, Lisa.
But they do, because everybody loves rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. That's all you hear. Strawberry rhubarb, rhubarb this, rhubarb that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're never going to find fresh rhubarb in a grocery store.
That makes no sense why they wouldn't carry it.
It's not something people are like, let's go have some rhubarb. Rhubarb by itself is incredibly sour.
I know that.
It should only be mixed with other things.
I know that, right? But zucchini by itself is disgusting too, right? But they still sell that. They still. So really, it's a preference. So if there are people who like rhubarb, you can't find the rhubarb.
Go to your local grocery store or your local farmer's market. It's maybe not that maybe somebody like a local grocery store might carry that. I don't know.
No, I was at my local grocery store. No rhubarb.
I honestly, all the years I've lived, I've never seen my mother buy grocery store rhubarb because we've always known someone who can get us some or she's had some in the backyard. In fact, the plant that she cut down has already cut down once, has now bloomed again, and it's ginormous.
So why is it so hard to
come
by?
Andrea has a gigantic rhubarb in her backyard too, and she gives that shit away.
Okay, so why? Okay, so then my question is, like, why are they not advertising this?
Because everybody can get rhubarb except for you.
Except for me, who's wanting to dabble in rhubarb. There's no rhubarb to dabble in.
Nope.
There was no dabbling in rhubarb because there was no rhubarb to dabble.
That's so funny.
I'm like, makes no sense why it's not here with all the other fruits and vegetables.
Because it's just not something that people care about.
They must because it's a popular pie.
It is a popular pie, but...
But unless you want to make it.
I don't know how to explain the fact that grocery stores don't carry
To me, rhubarb seems very, very elite. Rhubarb's only available for the select few.
It is, actually, and that's why you're not included.
That makes no sense. Makes no sense.
It totally makes sense to me. Then nobody needs you making a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Maybe it was going to be the best strawberry rhubarb pie ever.
Sure.
You don't know this. You don't know.
You are such a baker.
It looked like an easy recipe. Oh no, who would have thought the hard part would be finding the ingredients? Just saying. Okay. Just saying, didn't go as planned. Hence no pie.
But if you but let's be honest, if you had wanted to really make that pie, you were a text away from Michelle and I asking, how the hell do I get rhubarb?
I know, but I don't need to rely on you guys for everything.
But you could have asked either one of us, and one of us would have given you an answer. I would have said, fine, I'll go to mom's and get you some rhubarb and drop it off. Like,
I'm an independent woman. I'm an independent woman, Samantha.
I think this just leads to you actually not wanting to do it, and you found a really good excuse that, I can't find rhubarb.
No, I was going to dabble in rhubarb. I was going to dabble away.
I feel like you weren't. I feel like you were lying to yourself and to your husband.
I feel like you don't know me very well. That's what I feel. I feel like you don't know me.
Lisa.
Samantha.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I wanted to dabble in rhubarb. I wanted to dabble in rhubarb.
You are lying.
I'm not lying.
Oh my God.
I saw a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I make a pie?
What else was in the recipe?
Frozen strawberries.
And?
And called pectin.
Uh-huh. What yeah. else?
Well, I don't know. That was where I got to. I'm like, okay, well, first off, I need to get the rhubarb. I'm thinking some sugar, too, was probably in it.
Probably.
I might have seen lemon juice, too. Uh-huh. Don't you call me out. I'll tell you that right now. Don't you dare. Right? Girl wants to make a rhubarb pie.
Girl just wants some pie.
Girl just wants a little rhubarb in her life.
Are we taking pie to the lake? Because that would be fun.
I don't know. Did you ask your mom?
Mom's not here. She's vacationing.
So, no, actually, we're not taking pie to the lake. Nope. There'll be no pie.
We can buy pie.
I'm going to be pretty fussy on that because you're going to want a grocery store pie.
Don't start. You're fussy about everything.
We're not there yet. I don't want that yet.
Oh, my God. We're not there yet?
We're not there.
Oh, my God.
We're not there. Uh-huh. We're just not there yet.
We are days away from me storming out of a grocery store because you're driving me insane.
I don't want a grocery store pie.
We are days away.
Don't want a grocery store pie. I was going to try and make a pie. So no, there'll be no pie.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, but that's fine.
Whatever. I don't need you to believe me, actually. It's not very nice. Not very friend-like of you.
It isn't very friend-like of me. But this friend knows you. I've been knowing you for a few years now.
I've been baking and cooking wherever I can.
Oh my God.
Right? Who makes the best meatloaf? I do.
Yes, Lisa, you do.
Right? Who makes, do you remember that one year at Christmas? Remember the chocolate and the chips?
Who makes that? You literally melted chocolate and threw chips into it, mixed it around, and dropped them onto a cookie sheet.
Yeah. And were they wonderful?
It was the easiest 2 minutes of your life.
Well, it was still a baking.
That's not baking.
It was still a baking. It was still a baking. Right? It was still a baking.
I don't consider that baking, but whatever.
It was a baking.
Okay. Whatever.
Totally a baking. Totally a baking. I think
fine.
I think you'd better just stop while you're ahead.
I know exactly what's going on here, so I'm perfectly okay with it.
Not so fast, my friend.
Whatever. Okay. I got some issues and I need to talk about it because I feel like we have a group of people that could help me.
Okay.
I feel like we are about to enter our statement jewelry years.
Why do you have to lump me into this?
Because you're as old as I am.
I'm a year younger.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
So when one of us turns 60, remember the other one is not 60 yet.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I just feel like we're venturing towards the statement jewelry years of our life. And if it's not statement jewelry, I feel like it's shoes that we no longer have to tie up. Years of our life.
Oh yeah, I am done making a bow. I am done making a bow.
Because you sent me a picture of a pair of shoes and I'm like, girl, those are slip-on.
And it was a sneaker with some bedazzled jewelry on it.
And I was like, you know what? I don't hate them.
They were
horrible.
I don't hate
them. Right? I didn't think they were bad.
It's a dressy runner. Right? It's an elevated Skecher, if I do say so myself.
Yes, it was an elevated Skecher. And oh my God. So either I'm going to wear a statement jewelry piece pretty soon, or I'm about to, my shoes are going to be only slip-ons for ease of comfort.
You know where I see you headed? I see you headed like, and don't take this the wrong way, even though it's going to sound like you should take it the wrong way, but don't, okay? I see God. You. I see you resembling like Mrs. Roper.
Yes,
right.
I think could be a flowy robe.
I think you are going to be
one step
Mrs.
from a flowy
Roper.
Robe, a statement necklace, and a chunky
right?
bracelet.
Just a place for your head to pop out, and off you go. Right. Definitely because a chunky bracelet.
I'm getting really, really like excited about flowy clothes lately,
And I'm
like looking at potentially like flowy pants and flowy shirts. And I'm like, I could really, you know, I want to be comfortable. And I think this is the way to go. I no longer want to feel restricted.
Exactly. Right. Right.
I'm like totally flowy clothed statement years happening.
Statement years, fully closed statement years.
Absolutely. It's happening.
I hear you.
Totally
right?
Happening.
Like I said, and then of course I can't find those shoes anywhere now.
No, I know. You show them to me. You're like, damn, I can't find them anymore.
Right? I just saw the picture and then I was like, okay, I got them. And I was like, they look sweet. That's a sweet looking shoe.
It's unfortunate that now you can't find them off your Instagram account.
Oh, because I didn't look that far. Right? I just took the picture and was excited. You know?
Because you got to... First of all, if you're seeing it on your social feed, you have to figure out if it's a real company or not.
Well, I think they're a real company.
Mm. I don't know. Did you ever get the water bottle?
Okay, no, but I got the China shoes, remember? Remember, I got the China shoes. So I feel yes. I have a good track record of shoes.
For shoes, you do, maybe, yeah. but that's about it.
I don't know. You know what I thought was funny, Samantha? So, right, we were out and about this weekend, right? We went out to the Walmart, right? A big outing for Elisa.
Well, first
and Sam.
Of all, we celebrated your birthday.
Yes, we did, right? Yes, we did. And we ended up learning something new about myself. I did not know that just because I had a birthday and I turned 1 year older overnight, I automatically would become the person who started comparing the labels and the size and the amount of ounces in a can to see if I was getting the best deal.
Compared to the price.
Right? Because all of a sudden I was looking at you and I'm like, oh my God, look who I've just become. And I was like...
And you went with the one that gave you more for the same price.
More for the same price, right? That's who totally I am did. In my 54th year. I'm frugal.
You're frugal, yes. Is that what we're calling you? Frugal?
I want more bang for my buck. That's what I want, right? I want more bang for my buck.
Oh my God.
Right? And all of a sudden I was like, how the hell did that happen? Normally I wouldn't care. I would just take it and go. Take it and go.
Take it and go.
Did not take it and go. Took it and compared. Right? And all of a sudden it just was like a lightning bolt just can't hit me. I was like, ah, oh my God, hang on. Remember, it was in the cart. I took it out of the cart.
Yes, you did.
I took it out of the cart and compared it to another.
I was like, what are you doing, cheapskate?
That's frightening, hey? That's frightening.
That's what your older years are going to look like.
Right? I'm not even like old enough yet to get the seniors discount and I'm already like,
nope.
I'm priming for it, right? I'm going to be ready. Didn't you say 55 for the Shoppers?
I think it's 55 at Shoppers.
Yeah, I'll be ready. I'll pencil me in. I'll be ready. I'm ready for that. That was so crazy. It was so crazy.
Okay, you know what? Okay. Are you finally putting together the Spotify playlist, DJ Lisa Lise?
I have the best 75 songs already picked.
You need more than 75.
Well, you know what? You've given me nothing, and neither has anybody for that matter. You've given me nothing. So far, the first 75 songs, I don't even care if you like them. They're just Lisa's songs. Songs Lisa loves. Actually, it's going to be called Songs Lisa Loves at the Lake. That's what it's going to be.
Okay, but like... Please tell me there's no Anne Murray.
There's not yet.
Oh, please don't.
It's not yet.
Lake. Anne Murray is not Lake music.
Don't tell me what isn't Lake music and then yet never ever contribute to what might be Lake music.
Okay, is it 80s or 90s or both?
A bit of both.
Is there some 2000s in there?
There might be.
Okay.
There's some 70s.
Uh-huh. Why is there 70s?
Because I love ABBA.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll permit ABBA.
I love Neil Diamond.
Okay. Is, what is it?
He's there.
What song is it?
Which one?
No.
Who are you thinking of?
Something Wine.
Like Red, Red Wine?
No, that's...
That's Neil Diamond and UB40.
And UB40.
Why would they be on? I don't like either of those.
Really?
I feel you don't even know me right now.
I hope you have at least some old rap on there, at least.
There's some salt and pepper.
Oh, okay, good.
There's some Sir Mix-a-Lot, right? Okay, I like big butts that I cannot lie. Like that, right? And I will not agree or disagree or confirm or deny whether or not Barry Manilow has made the cut yet.
Don't. Mandy.
Don't, she's no, not
a fine
Mandy.
Girl.
Not Mandy. If
what
anything,
a good wife.
It's going to be at the Copa
Cabana.
Right? Songs that get you snapping.
Could you just like research happy summer tunes of the 80s and 90s and then try to incorporate that?
Did you want to make a playlist?
I might.
Feel free. Feel free to put the work in and do the playlist, Samantha.
Put the work in.
I feel that that's not going to happen.
You know, Spotify curates your own lists and stuff.
Yeah, right? I know, like, but I don't always like their all. I don't like all of them. Uh-huh. I like Lisa's list.
All right, that's DJ like. Lisa.
Yeah, right? DJ. I used to be a DJ in a past life, right? DJ Rap McIntyre. Right? I had all the kids knew I had the best music.
Well, you did make those homemade tapes.
Right, right. Just right. And sometimes I would mix it up and I had the extended mixes and a wah, wah, wah. Right. It was really cool that way.
Stop it.
Totally cool. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
It was awesome. Sometimes I started a new trend, which would be just like, say, 45 seconds of the song. And then it'd be another song and then another song. So it'd be just like the clips, just like playing the bingo at the Hudson's, but without
you
the bingo.
Totally lying right now.
I'm not lying. Okay. I'm not. Kelly Foster, could you step up, please?
Can she confirm this for me?
Right? Can you confirm, please? Who was the best? Who was the best person that made the tapes? It was me.
All right.
Right? Why do you have?
Then why are you asking if I want? Like, I just gave you a couple of examples of music I would listen to, and you're like, no, they're not going on that list.
You said
so why bother?
You said the 90s? I said yes. You said the 2000s? I said yes. You sang a bit of a song that makes no sense. I said, I don't know that song. I don't know if I can put that on there.
Red, red wine.
Right. I said, that's UB40.
I'll be 60.
It's not that exciting of a song.
UB40, I'll be 60.
Yeah, I'll be 40. You betcha. Right? I act like I'm 40. You act like you're 60. That's exactly it. Okay.
Oh, shut up.
It'll be a surprise. We need to discuss something really serious and sad.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Really?
Beloved Canadian sex therapist Sue Johansson died at 93.
I know.
Talking Sex with Sue.
Talking Sex with Sue.
Sue, who taught every young lady in Canada how to properly give a blowjob.
With a banana.
With a banana. How to put the condom on. The banana.
Banana.
Right? She taught us many uses for a banana.
Right? Yes, she did.
Right? And young girls in Canada tuned into either her show or her radio show secretly, because it was still the time where you didn't just like, it was still like, you still were being a little bad, right? If you had her on the radio, you were like in your room by yourself, you knew mom walks in, you're going to be in trouble.
Because we were repressed back
right,
then.
Right? Because you didn't talk about that stuff back then.
That's also something Gen X owns.
Right? Right? The period that you never knew was coming, except for Judy Blume told us about it in a book. Right?
God. Thank God. We got all of our information from someone else.
From someone else. And it was not your school teacher either.
It was not your parents.
It was not your school teacher.
School teachers. It was other people.
It was, like everybody got that book. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Yep.
To learn everybody. About their period. Yep. And every girl was listening to Talking Sex with Sue.
Yeah.
Right? Like she put Dr. Ruth to shame.
Like she would talk about so many different things.
And she was so poker faced and so like kind of creepy looking in like a lovable, weird, ugly way.
Like grandma way, kind of.
Kind of, right? And she would
even when her TV show was on TV, she looked old.
She was always old.
She was always
old. Always old. And I guess the fact maybe that's what made her so legit, right? Was because she was just an old lady going, mm-hmm. People would phone in, they'd be like, yeah, like I've had to clap 17 times. Mm-hmm. Go on. Okay. Like nothing fazed her, right? Right? Like Sue, I don't know what's going on, right? Every time I do this, I get this and this happens and then this happens. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go on. Okay.
I know. Like she was pretty awesome. Like when she didn't make fun of people. She just listened to them.
She'd just be straight laced. She'd be like, you know what? If it was me, I would just probably maybe go down a size. Or if it was me, I probably would just like, I don't know. Don't put that in there. Just don't put that in there. But that's just me. That's just if it's me. Right? That's why you're phoning in. Right?
Yeah.
Right, caller, I understand you're having an issue with things going inside you. Okay, let's talk about that, shall we? Let's talk. Uh-huh. Like it was you so
know,
funny.
And there will be no statue, you know, in her honor because, You know, nothing. Why would we? She's been the most useful person in Canada.
She has, like, she should be on the dollar bill. She should be on a bill. Right? Like, she needs.
She educated Gen X when Gen X knew nothing.
When Gen X parents, 70s parents, were too afraid to talk about that. She talked about it. Right? Don't be afraid of a tampon. You'll still be pure when you get married.
Oh, jeez. Right? Oh my God. I remember all of that weird stuff.
She kind of squashed all those crazy things, hey? The world, she came in handy.
She did, you know?
She came in handy, right? I tell you.
She's going to be missed.
She's going to be missed. That's Dr. talking Sue Johansson.
You know what? They should start replaying her TV show.
People could learn a lot from her.
I think the younger generation could learn a lot.
They can learn how to properly put on a condom.
Ladies, let's learn how to do a blowjob. Start with this. Let's go this way.
Right? You just start at the base. Right? And nothing ever fazed her.
Nope, nothing.
That's what was so beautiful.
God love her, I tell you.
Rest in peace, Sue.
Yes. She was a good egg, I tell you.
She was.
Okay, Lisa, you know who else is a good egg?
Who?
Finland.
Like Finland the country?
Yeah, Finland wins the Happiest People in the World award.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they won it. And I just, like, they could be friendlier than Canadians.
Do we even know a Finnish person? Who's from, do we know people from Finland?
No, but I feel like, you know, they seem pretty happy.
Based on what? How do we know this?
People in Denmark and Finland and Swedish and all, like, they all just seem super happy.
So the Slavic, are they Slavic? Is that what they are? Slavics? Oh,
don't start talking about things you don't know.
Right? I feel you're kind of talking about things like, because you're talking about Finland, and then you're talking about the Dutch, and I'm like, okay, are they all together?
I don't know, but I feel like they're like
you know, those blonde-haired people with blue eyes and the foreign accent? Super happy. There you go. Oh. Super happy. You don't have an accent, though.
I'm friendly.
No accent.
Oh.
You're missing the main thing.
I'm just saying, like, they could be friendlier than Canadians. And honestly, it could be true.
I don't know. I find that. I don't know. Like, I grew up in Stayner, Ontario. And Stayner, Ontario is, our trademark was the town of friendly people.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It says right, like, on the sign when you drive in, right?
Town of friendly people. If it's on a sign, it must be true.
If it's on a sign, it's true. Right? It's true. It's there. It's been there for over 50 years.
So right. Are you worried that you're not as friendly as people from Finland?
Like, I think I'm friendlier than Finland people.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like, I don't know anybody from Finland to base that on, but I feel I'm pretty friendly. I feel I could hold my own in a friendly contest.
Right? Oh my God, there's a contest of how friendly you can be?
There should be, right? Because how can they just take, like, what makes them, I want to see the list, I want to see the criteria that put them on the map as being the friendliest people.
Oh my God, now it's a competition.
Because what if I check off all the same boxes? What if I'm like, yep,
that's me. Yep, and that's me.
I have no Finland in me. There's no Finland in me anywhere. Scottish.
I open doors. I say hello to people I don't know. I say
thank you.
I say thank you.
Right? I say excuse me. Right? I don't smoke in public.
Right? You don't swear in public?
I try not to. That could be the deciding factor right there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think sometimes maybe we do swear in public because we don't notice.
Well, you do occasionally wear those judgment pants in public.
You swear in public sometimes.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm friendlier than Finland, but...
No, I think I proclaim I could be friendlier than Finland.
Uh-huh. Let's put that to the test.
Let's see the list. If we just had a checklist, then we would know, right?
I will get a checklist, Lisa, and we are all over that.
Let's do that, right? Here's something else. This is. I'm pointing my Peter pointer at you, Samantha.
Don't point. It's not nice.
Okay, so check that off. Finland people don't probably point either, I bet. Hey, friends of the podcast, any of you people from Finland, if you are, let us know. We want to know more about you, right? Let's do that. Here's what I thought was interesting, Samantha. So you, every year, you do the same thing. It's like you sit down with me and you, like a mother, and you're like, okay, just so you know, Lisa, this year when we go to the lake, we are scaling back. We don't need 17 types of this. We don't need 4 of these. Right. You do all of that, right? Every single year. I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And then what do? We let you loose in Walmart. And you're like, oh my God, you're like, you've never been there before.
I was. Stop.
Right? Yeah. You know that phrase, fake it till you make it? You're just like, whoa, what, do we need this? Do we need that? Do we need this? Do we need that? Right?
Well, you cheaped out and got the cheapest beach towels known to man.
Well, there was a cheaper price.
I really enjoy the new beach towel that I have. It's lovely and it's gigantic.
Have you already used it?
I washed it.
Oh, I never even did that.
You should wash yours.
I never even thought about that, actually.
Wash your beach towels, you numb nuts.
I figured it would probably still come with all the tags attached.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right?
But I think it's so funny that you're always trying to be the voice of reason until you, like, you kind of squirrel and then you see shit that you think that we need. Like, we don't need that.
If you suggest it, I think we don't need it. If I find it, it's necessity.
Right. You suggest it, I'm like, we don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need that.
You made me put back a lot of stuff.
I know. You're like, what about pickleball? I think we're going to be fine. I can't see you and I breaking out a pickleball game, but
nope.
You know, but sure. Let's have a conversation about it. Let's just keep it on the list and we'll see if it stays there. How about that? Right.
It was an imaginary list.
I know. So here's what I think, Samantha. I think we need to play a game. Let's play what's in our cooler.
No, because you wouldn't let me buy a new one.
Because I didn't think we needed a new one. What do you need a brand new cooler for?
Because it's new.
Okay. That's the reason, is it? Because it's new.
That's the reason.
Okay, because yes, it's new. So because it's new. Okay, let's pretend we bought it, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, so wow, woohoo, I'm loving the new cooler. Right? Let's play. Want to play a game, Samantha? Let's play what's in the cooler. What are we putting in that cooler?
We're putting ice packs in that cooler.
For sure, we're doing some ice packs. Are we doing bags of ice?
No.
No, because it just gets melty and becomes water.
Right. You're just doing... I have lots of ice packs.
I know you do. You have a ton of ice packs.
I've collected them over the years.
Yeah, which is odd. How many ice packs you come with.
Really? Find them helpful, don't you?
I do find them helpful. Yes, okay. I do. Yes, I do. Okay, what else? Okay, what's the first thing other than ice packs? What are you putting in the cooler?
Cream for my coffee.
That's going in the cooler?
Yeah.
Like to the beach?
Oh, to the beach.
Yeah, I'm talking about the cooler we're taking to the beach.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, we won't be able to find ice every day for the lake, so we will have to use the coolers, like the ice packs.
Right.
So what is going in there? Some Caesars?
Definitely some Caesars are going in there, right?
Some Mott's Kalamato Caesars.
Right, some water.
Sure.
Better have a couple waters in there.
I think we're putting in some
sunscreen.
Are we freezing our sunscreen?
Might be cooler. I don't know. Might be something to try. Maybe it makes us feel better. Cool okay. sunscreen.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Odd, but sure.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I think some wine spritzers maybe.
Definitely. Let's get some spritzers in there for sure.
Some chiladas, you know,
you like a chilada. What about for a snack?
Oh my God! Well, not your hacked up sausage.
You know, I tell you, right? Like, guess what? New job, new rule this year. You're in charge of lunch.
I make good lunch.
What lunch do you make?
I make a sandwich for lunch, not a hacked up, chopped up, mangled piece of sausage.
It's not. That's the look. It's
that
rugged.
That is not a good look for you.
It's rugged.
It's not a good look.
It's rugged.
It's not rugged.
It's rugged.
It's not good.
It's rugged because we're camping, right? Because we're camping.
Oh, my God.
So it's rugged.
No. Okay, right? So maybe like some cheese and some crackers and some meat.
Some snacks. We need some snacks.
We need snacks. Maybe like some saltines.
Yeah, you'd want some chips in there.
Maybe.
Right? You're going to want some chips.
What about some sunflower seeds?
No. Nope.
Nope.
Too much work.
You don't do spits, eh?
No. I think, first off, I hate the name. It's disgusting. You want some spits? No, I don't actually. There's nothing about the name spits that
appeals
to me. Because
you spit them out.
Yeah. And then somebody's got to pick up your crumbs.
Yeah, you just, you know, cover it up with some sand.
No. It's bad enough, really.
But the birds would like it.
Then just give them real seeds. Not just a shell. How about give them the actual protein that they probably are looking for? Right? Oh, here, look, we're just going to give you the garbage. There you go, little bird. Here's the garbage.
Uh-huh. Oh, you better remind me to bring that Michelle's
her stereo, her Bluetooth.
Because I still have it.
You've had it for a year, right? Don't forget that. Don't forget that.
Don't give me shit. That's all I keep telling you guys. Don't give me shit. I'll never give it back to you.
Whatever. I know you don't. You're like just your hoard. You keep it.
No, I keep forgetting to give it to people.
Right.
Because it's not mine to hang on to, and I hate that.
Well, I know. You also have a picture in your room. It's still not up yet. You were going to, last week, you were taking it someplace. Friends of the podcast, let's keep track of Samantha's picture. Right?
I'm just going to move it so you can't see it.
Well, that would be in your best interest, right? Right? Just think, right? After so many years of talking about your messy, dirty bun, you finally took it down.
You know what? It's work hair. What do you want?
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Samantha.
You're dirty, messy.
I'm not dirty and messy.
Yes, you are. Don't pick on me.
I'm not dirty and messy.
So rude.
I'm not being rude.
First you tell me I can't buy a cooler. Then you play this stupid game. What's in our cooler?
What's in our cooler?
And it's like, that's rude. That's like rubbing salt in my wound because you wouldn't let me buy a new cooler. We don't need that. Get your mother's broken down cooler from her house.
Okay, here's the thing.
Which you better hope they're not using, because then we're really screwed. And then I will have to buy a new cooler.
That's fine. You can buy a new cooler. I guess what I meant to say is I'm not paying for half of it.
I know.
I guess that was the moral of my story.
It was never going to be yours, Lisa.
Okay, then fine. Let's get a new cooler.
What about the air pump we need?
Yeah, that's still under negotiation.
That's debatable.
Yeah, right? Because you know me, I think my half should stay at the lake.
And my half is not staying at the lake.
So that's where we start butting heads, Samantha.
Yes, we do.
Right? Uh-huh.
I think the person carrying the cooler gets to decide what's in the cooler.
No, okay, fine. You could take care of the cooler. I'm fine with that.
And I get to decide what goes in it.
Fine, I'll drink whatever. I won't be picky.
Yes, you will.
Not when it comes to things like that.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not that picky.
Yes, you are.
And I'm not that bad.
Yes, you are.
I'm not that bad.
Yes, you are.
I'm not that bad. Why do you
Why
do this?
Are we having... I am so sorry, listeners. Like, we try not to air our dirty laundry.
But then it's funny. It's like every recording day is laundry day too. So out come the microphones and the baskets.
This is true.
With all the laundry heaped on. Yeah. Oh, Samantha.
You suck.
You suck more.
Okay. You know what I'm shaking my head at, though?
Oh, tell me.
I'm shaking my head at the fact that I did not know that all of the Great Lakes have snakes in them.
Oh, I don't want to know.
I'm like, what?
I read that article, too. They say, like, there's so many snakes living in the Great Lakes.
Like, do they bite you?
I think some could.
Oh my God, I would never go swimming.
Here's the thing, right? Like, snakes are bad and like the devil. So why would we think in the water they would be friendly? Right? They're not friendly in the water. They're probably worse in the water.
Right?
Because they're in places you don't expect them to be.
Ugh.
Like, I get if I'm walking through Arizona, I'm in rattlesnake country.
Right.
If I'm in Africa, in the swamplands, I get that there might be, you know, like those big, massive snakes.
If you're in the Amazon, there's snakes.
Right. But there's, I'm just going
there
for
are things that can eat you whole.
They could eat both of us whole and no big deal, right?
Bleh.
But yet, I'm just going for a dip in the lake in Canada. I don't expect you to be in there. That's not cool to me.
That is not cool. It just does not make me want to go swimming there.
Like, and then here's the thing, right? Why don't they come and take the snakes away? Just get a big fishing net like they do to get the lobsters and just take them away.
No, because it's their habitat, hey? It's just like the sharks. Everyone's like, ooh, I'm afraid of sharks. And it's like, hi, you're in their water.
I know.
You're in their territory.
That's a good point, right? That's what we learned last year, remember, on Shark Week? That's what we learned. That was
the
takeaway.
Isn't Shark Week coming up?
It's coming up. And I actually enjoyed Shark Week last year.
Oh.
I found it really interesting. Like, they are interesting, those sharks.
They are. Like, if you don't bother them, they typically don't bother you.
But snakes aren't like that.
But no, because snakes are like, I see, I can bite something. Chomp.
Yeah. Snakes are like, there's no excuse for a snake. Right? There's no, let alone do they need to be in the water.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Like, I would die. I would, like, die. Literally die is what I would do.
I would literally die.
Die if I saw snakes in my lake.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen here in Saskatchewan.
I think we're okay, but still.
Well, we're going to run into bears and other fun things
like
that.
I would take them before snakes in the water. Right? It's horrible.
All right, Lisa, isn't there a big debate about ketchup going on right now?
There is a big debate about ketchup, definitely. The big debate about ketchup, Samantha, is why do we put it in the fridge when restaurants and grocery stores don't? They say it's supposed to be at room temperature.
Oh.
Yeah. But yet in the restaurant, when they bring you the ketchup and you put it on your egg, it's at room temperature.
True.
They bring you the ketchup, you put it on your fries, it's at room temperature.
True.
They bring you the ketchup, you put it on your burger, it's at room temperature.
Those ketchup packs are not ice cold. They are out in the open.
At room temperature. Why is it when we take ketchup home, we feel we must take it out of its normal habitat and put it in the cold fridge? What if it hates the cold?
It could. It could be like, bitch, what are you doing?
Because it's like, why am I in the cold? I have not lived in the cold. Did you not notice I lived on a shelf? Why now?
That's unopened on a shelf.
At the restaurant, unopened. At the restaurant. Ugh. We're not getting a fresh bottle every time. It's unopened.
No.
Right?
Ew.
Weird, hey? But then you could say that for, and steak sauce. Right?
Tabasco sauce. They don't refrigerate sauce. That shit.
Right? How do we know?
I'm feeling very torn because I don't think I like my ketchup warm, even though you're right. I absolutely use the ketchup warm.
Warm.
But apparently
90%
in my
of
home,
the time you
yeah,
eat 90% warm ketchup.
Of the time. Yeah.
Right? But I don't want to eat warm. It's like jam. I get that it's a preserve and doesn't need to be in the fridge. I don't want warm jam.
It's in the fridge.
It's got to go in the fridge. It's got to go in the fridge.
It's got to be
yet,
cold.
The jam pack at the restaurant at room temperature.
That's true.
Right?
And you know what? My pita butter is in the fridge.
You're weird, though.
I know.
You're weird with your bread.
And my bread's there, too.
Weird. Bread, I kind of get because I've heard other people say they do that. So, okay. Yeah. Kind of. Peanut butter, weird. Weird. Right? Just weird. I don't get, like, who wants hard to spread peanut butter?
He does take it out for a bit and let it go. It's good.
And then you get it to room temperature.
Yeah.
You get it to the temperature that it would be like in the cupboard. And then you use it and then you put it back in the fridge to freeze it to death.
Totally.
I think there's a lot to be said for this. I think we're weird.
I think as soon as we open something, we think it needs to go in the fridge.
That's what we think, right?
Yeah.
Because it's been opened. Huh. But the world is saying, not true, not true.
Does mustard have to stay in the fridge?
I don't think it does.
How come nobody's talking about mustard? Why are we forgetting about mustard?
I don't know. I think we're just more concerned about, maybe they're just tackling one thing at a time.
Okay. So we're right? tackling
like they're not going to, they can't rock your world that bad and take away everything. Okay. Right? Make you question everything.
Everything.
Everything gets questioned, right? It just seems odd though, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. But you know what else was odd?
What?
The news thing I heard it on the news. I read about it on the news. Dundurn, Saskatchewan. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Like it's all over the news. They broke a world record.
Uh-huh.
For people showing up to a party in an inflatable T-Rex costume.
Oh, that's right.
1,100 people.
1,163, by the way.
Showed up to the small friends of the podcast. This is a small little community. Only 600 people live there, they said.
Yeah.
More people showed up than lived there.
Yeah.
Dressed in an inflatable dinosaur outfit.
Yeah. And they danced and they had a party.
And they set a world record.
They
say they squashed it.
They doubled the amount of the previous world record for this. So now Dunder in Saskatchewan is in the Guinness World Book of Records.
So my question, why is that a world record? Why is that a world record?
Because somebody else danced in a dinosaur costume?
Why are we dancing in dinosaur costumes? There's so many whys I have to this.
I don't know.
Right? Why the dinosaur? Why am I putting on a T-Rex costume?
I don't know.
When in July, when it's hot.
Hot. But that day it was cold, so...
That's just weird, hey?
Perhaps they were okay.
That's town spirit.
That is town spirit.
That's a lot of spirit right there.
I think they look like they were having tons of fun.
I think they were having tons of fun.
Yeah, so guys, Google it. Dundurn, Saskatchewan.
Dundurn. Not far from us. Dundurn.
Yeah, 35 minutes maybe.
Right. Dundurn.
Dundurn. Dun. D-U-N.
Dern.
D-U-R-N.
Dundurn.
Dundurn.
World's largest inflatable T-Rex party.
Yeah.
How do we miss that?
I don't know. They must have been drinking lots of booze too. So.
Right? Like, would we have thought about going to that T-Rex party?
Nope. Not in a million years.
Not putting on a T-Rex outfit. Not blowing up a T-Rex and getting into it.
Nope. Not really.
No. There's other things we can do.
Yeah. I would be like suffocating, not happening.
No, right? Like, it would be hot in there. It'd be hot.
Yeah, it'd be too hot.
Yeah, and I don't like to be covered up to where I can't see people again. It's something I'm not excited about, right?
So basically, you and I would never volunteer to do this ever,
no, right? Screw you, yeah. Dundurn.
Yeah, don't put it on the summer adventure list because we're not doing it.
We're not crossing it off the bucket list at all. At all.
Okay, but I am shaking my head though, Lisa.
Okay, what?
At the World Health Organization, they have now declared aspartame a carcinogenic.
Yeah, and they're and all hell's breaking loose, Samantha. Right? Because now you're going to get cancer.
How long has aspartame been out?
Well,
in the world,
I'm thinking that was the big Tab Cola breakthrough, wasn't it?
What?
Right.
Come on.
Right. So there's ladies that have been drinking. And had used an aspartame since like the 60s.
Right?
What are you going to do?
Well, and you like your fake sugar so much.
Because bad sugar, real sugar's bad.
I don't know. A carcinogenic is really bad.
I know, but is it worse than real sugar? I don't know if it is.
I think I'll take a little real sugar for 100, Alex.
Okay, but the problem, Alex, with that question... Wrong, right? Is right. You can't just take a little bit of sugar. You have to use a lot of sugar.
That's you. You need you. I saw you.
Don't start
rip two packages of the fake sugar and dump them into your coffee. And I'm like, that is four scoops of real sugar. You just added to your coffee.
But because it's not real, it's not real. Right? Like
okay.
You wrap your brain around this? That's fine. It's a carcinogenic.
Carcinogenic attaches to your
right
your cells.
It's okay, but it's not real sugar. So it's zero calories.
Okay. Whatever. I can't convince you that it's bad for you.
You can't. And now I think it's getting a bad rap. So what are
it
all
It is getting a bad rap. Right.
So what are all the diabetic women and men supposed to do now?
What's happening to all the Diet Colas that use that very ingredient?
Right.
Now, what's going to happen to those sales? Are they trying to hurt the soda companies?
I don't know. The everything company.
Pepsi and Cola are going to rally.
Right.
You know them.
You know. They're going to just whatever, right?
It's gonna They be own like, everything.
It's going to be like the years of burning your bra. Burn your bra. Don't wear a bra. Just burn your bra. Who gives a shit? It's going to be the same. Drink your cola. Drink your cola.
Drink your cola. Find the carcinogenic.
Chances are you've got a carcinogenic from something else.
Hey, if you're really smart... Tie that cancer that you might get from your carcinogenic or aspartame to a pop drink and sue those guys for all the money in the world.
Exactly. So, okay, so let's think of it this way, right? Are we going to die from the aspartame carcinogenic or from the chance that we licked lead paint as kids?
Oh my God, why are you licking paint?
Right? We licked everything that had, and things were painted with lead paint, right?
Oh, you mean like toys?
Yeah, stuff. Right? Like we would lick toys and eat toys and...
That's true. We did. Yeah, right? It's going to get us.
Right? It's going to get us.
It's going to get us.
It's going to get us, right? It's going to get us. You know? That's what I think.
Oh my God.
Okay, so let's just be honest here, Samantha, shall we? Uh-huh. Bathing suit shopping. Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
It was better than expected.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think what it was funny, and I should have took a picture, was that you were carrying or you were wearing your bathing suit over your head on its hanger as you walked around the department trying
to match it up with a bottom.
Yes.
Right. Right. I just felt that that's why people were looking at me strangely. Right.
And how did it go, Lisa? Does it work?
Not as much as I want it to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not convinced I'm done with this chapter quite yet.
Of course not, because why would we?
Right? I'm just saying, right? I don't want to completely shut it off. That's okay. All. Right?
That's too bad.
That is too bad. It's too
I bad. Wonder if Michelle is available on Friday.
Oh, Samantha.
Oh, okay. But you know what I think we need to talk about?
Is this a serious talk?
Yeah, because we got to talk about dips. Like, I don't know what's going on, but there's like something up with the Hidden Valley Ranch people because they got like a Fiesta Ranch dip. They got a dill pickle ranch thing.
Yeah, because nobody likes ranch and they need ranch to be better.
Apparently. So, but TikTok is throwing out crazy ideas for dips. Like, let's cream up some cottage cheese and make it a dip.
Really?
Let's throw dill pickle and do a dill pickle dip. And it's like sour cream and cream cheese and dill pickles cut up with ranch dip thrown in. And it's like...
It's crazy.
The hell, man. It's like dip central.
So what's the popularity? Is the popularity the dill pickle or is the popularity the ranch? Let's spruce up the ranch.
I think it's let's spruce up the ranch.
Right.
But would you eat the dill pickle ranch?
I would try the dill pickle ranch. Like ranch, you know me, right? You and I are very opposite, right? If we get chicken wings, I ask for... the blue cheese, you ask for the ranch.
I like ranch.
I don't love ranch at all. However, if you can spruce up ranch and make it not taste so ranchy, I might be into it.
Ranchy.
Make it less ranchy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we lived fine without ranch for all those years. We were fine. And then all
were
of a sudden...
we though?
Yeah, we were. And then all of a sudden ranch swooped in.
Swooped.
And everybody fell for it because it was a good dip with a chicken finger.
You know what? I'm going to make the cottage cheese dip and I'm not going to tell you.
Well, no, I will know because it's gonna be ugly.
It's not going to be ugly. You whip it.
I'll know.
You blend it. You blend it till it's creamy.
I'll know. Use cream cheese then. Maybe do the cream cheese that way. That might be better.
I'm just saying, like, I've been on TikTok and it's like dip center, like dip crazy. Dip crazy.
I know, right? Because that's all the rage, dips.
Yes, right? Everyone's talking about because it's high in protein.
Yeah, right? And then you just take, right? Oh, I'm going over to the neighbors, take a dip. Right?
But what about the old standby, the Lipton onion, French onion dip?
I feel it's gotten forgotten about.
Sour cream, your tub of sour cream. Your packer,
your package
French
of
onion.
Soup mix.
Toss that baby in, mix it up. You're good to go.
Good to go, right? It was kind of like an ugly brown color.
Yes,
like
but
beigey brown.
Delightful,
right? Yeah, it was not. Was so not. Good. Not that it was not a pretty dip.
It was not a pretty dip, but it was awesome with just like a regular potato chip or ripple.
Or dip it was also good with like a cauliflower bite.
Oh, fuck. Why'd you have to do that and ruin the
moment? Because I don't hate cauliflower. Raw cauliflower. Not today's cauliflower. Like old, like on a platter, on a tray. Veggie,
I know.
Right?
A crudité,
let's say. Why do you have an issue with cauliflower?
Because you just made my luscious chip and dip fantasy blow up as you mentioned a vegetable.
Because I don't mind them with a vegetable.
That's my 70s, 80s memory is French. His mom making this dip.
I know.
And it was a Saturday night and you got to watch a movie on the TV and you got chips and dip and it was awesome.
And it was awesome, right? Life was so good back then.
Oh, you know.
That was living, hey, Samantha?
That's when aspartame was just the low-calorie sugar.
You just didn't care about it, right? You just lit up your cigarette and drank your Tab Cola. And nobody batted an eye.
Nobody right? gave
And if you
shit.
Were at the supper table and your ashtray was full, you just used your plate. Nobody cared.
Oh my God, how often did that happen?
Everybody's grandma did that.
Yeah, everybody.
Because everybody's grandma smoked.
Yeah, and then they just used their
just
plate.
Just used the plate. Used the what I'm not going to eat anymore. And then did that with the plate.
Totally.
That was not classy.
You would never do that now.
Oh my God. You would never do that now, right? Never. Like, that would be so funny to watch happen now, right?
I'd love that.
Like, you would die. Oh my God. That would be the worst thing, right? It'd be like somebody smoking in the car. You would never do that now.
You would never smoke in a car. You would never smoke in a restaurant anymore.
Most people don't even smoke in their house. They go outside their house.
They go outside. Yeah, right? We've made smoking a very...
unforgiving.
Unforgiving.
Unforgiving. Maybe that's going to happen with the aspartame, right? Smoking close causes cancer. Aspartame. Oh, you want to drink your Diet Cola? Out you go. Right? You don't drink that at the table anymore. It's bad. Soon they're going to have warning labels that are going to go around the can.
Oh, God.
Right? All of that stuff.
I can totally see it now.
I can totally see it too. Okay, so as we celebrate July the 4th, we also celebrated July the 1st, which was Canada's Day.
What?
Samantha, what are some foods that are predominantly Canadian that you love?
A butter tart.
Yeah, I love a butter tart, right?
Come on, I don't know anywhere who makes a butter tart.
And why?
Other than Canada.
And why? Like, dear America, you don't know what you're missing out on.
Like, it's like, I guess, maybe like a mini mince pie, like if people understood
it'd be
it
close
way,
to
maybe.
Like what they would have, like a pecan pie or something.
Pecan, like a pecan tart.
But it's but runny and delicious.
Butter.
It's better. Butter
with
and
raisins.
Better. Right. Yeah, I like the raisins, right?
I don't, but whatever. I can don't. Live without
like,
it.
Like, what about a beaver tail?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that anywhere
right?
else.
That's just dough with like cinnamon goodness on it.
Right.
Deep fried.
Poutine.
Poutine, right? Although I think now they've adopted poutine.
Yeah, but honestly, like, unless you get it in Canada, it's not legit, eh?
What about the ketchup chips?
Oh, God, that's totally us.
Totally us, right?
And Smarties, too.
Smarties, right? Because they do the M&Ms.
Yeah, because right? We only do Smarties here.
Yeah. And your other favorite ice cream other than bubblegum?
Oh, God, Tiger.
Right? I don't think that's in America.
I don't think so.
Right? It's kind of weird. We're so similar, yet still so far apart.
Yeah, but they have a lot of stuff that I'd be like, why can't that find its way to
Canada?
I know,
right? Right. I agree with that totally, too. Remember my sister took those pictures of that grocery store near where she lives in BC, and they had stuff that's only available in the States. And I'm like, oh, that looks so good. Like all those Pop-Tart flavors?
Yeah.
Bring them on by.
Come on down. but yeah, like good old Canada, that's what we do. We create things that nobody else knows about.
And it's mostly food.
It's mostly food.
Mostly food.
Okay, so Facebook Tuesday. Oh. I just want to say happy birthday, Weymouth.
Happy birthday, Weymouth. Samantha, I sent you out an SOS, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I started feeling bad for Weymouth.
She was getting her butt kicked with the Diet Pepsi.
And I think part of it was because it's just hit the news with all the carcinogenic stuff. And then I was like, oh, shit, never even thought of that.
Yeah, but I feel
I should have put the doctor. She also had Dr. Pepper down.
Oh.
I feel I should have picked the Dr. Pepper.
Maybe.
I wasn't thinking so. Dear Weymouth, sorry.
Way to go.
I know, right? I kind of hung her out to dry there.
Yes, you did.
Right?
But people did get to kick one of her favorites to the curb. And Diet Pepsi was the clear winner.
Clear winner. Totally.
Chicken fried steak apparently coming up the rear. So
now what is this chicken fried steak we speak of? I don't know it.
I thought, okay, in my ignorance, because I've never had it before, I thought it was chicken.
I thought it looks like chicken with some gravy on it.
But Weymouth described it as like cube steak.
Like what is cube steak?
That's fried like chicken.
Why?
With like a breading over it and stuff like that.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I have no clue.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's something I think American.
America.
I don't think we do chicken fried steak in Canada.
I've never heard of it before.
Like I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Somewhere.
I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never witnessed it in Canada.
Yeah. So that was fun. Friends of the podcast, if you're having a birthday and you want to be the headliner, let us know. Right? We'll pick you. You can be like Weymouth.
You just got to be ready.
And you got to be brave.
Yeah, because right? You just never know what people are going to diss.
And Weymouth handled it really well.
She did.
Right? She was a good sport. But I totally, like, halfway through sent you a help. I feel bad for Weymouth. You're like, she wanted to play. I'm like,
she wanted to play. You got to take on the heat.
That's right. Hey. You're going to get in the kitchen. There's going to be some heat.
Look at me having zero sympathy for people.
I know. You had known. Like, you were like so blank. She wanted to play. I'm like, I didn't even reply back. I'm like, fair enough. Fair
enough. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you want to play, you know how people get.
Right. You've seen
it. It's not new.
Wasn't the first, not the first rodeo. Mm-mm. Right? Not the first kick at the can.
Not at all.
Not at all. But that was a good time. Here's something really cool, Samantha. Huh? Okay. And you know, you and I, we don't know a lot about farming, right?
We know zip.
We don't claim to be, other than the fact that I had a really successful farm on Farmville. That's the end. Like, I was really, I did well and sold it for a lot of money.
Yes, you right? did.
Here's something interesting. The world's largest farm in the entire world. It's bigger than 11 U.S. states.
Oh, wow.
It has 100,000 cows. And it's 22 million acres. It's in China somewhere. Can you imagine having 100,000 cows to milk? How do you milk those every day?
Well, I'm going to guess there's more than one person doing this.
And who's plowing the field?
I'm going to guess there's more than one person doing
this. Like, because like one person is not getting through 11 states to harvest. Right? Like, you're just like that's a really, like, I don't think you're getting that done during the harvest season.
No, I don't think so.
And then I think, do we need a farm that big? Because if you have that many cows and one cow lives over here and the other cow is 22 million acres away, they don't even know each other.
They don't.
Like, that's kind of weird, hey?
They know nothing about each other.
Makes me think that one part of the farm is being neglected.
Okay, but just, can you maybe think that there's a whole lot of people well, working the old 11 states?
Maybe.
Yeah. Or I guess. 22 million acres.
I guess there'd have to be a few.
There's probably like a lot of people working those fields, eh?
Like, there'd have to be, right? That's a lot of work.
Because is it owned by one person or is it government run?
No, I think it's owned by a person.
Like one person owns
it. I think
that.
I read it, one person.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, they only have so many brothers and sisters.
I'm pretty sure they're employing people to look after it, Lisa.
I guess they'd have to, eh?
Yeah. And as for the cows, well, what you don't know won't hurt you.
But here's the thing, right? Because cows, they are, what are they? Are they nomadic? Isn't that what they say? And they wander with people? They wander? Uh-huh. Yeah. So think of that cow, right? You're there and all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, what did I get myself into? I was just looking for some hay. And they got to walk 11 states to find some more hay. What if it's a cold day and they're looking for shelter? And they got to walk through 11 states to find shelter.
Okay, so the concept that there's only one place for hay and one place for shelter needs to stop because I'm guessing that it's in every state.
Right? Okay, right? I'm a little parched. I want something to drink. I have to walk through a state to get it.
Are you talking about the cows?
The cows.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be right there.
You think
everything's going to be there for them. Every state is going to have their own little microcosm of like hay and shelter and water.
But like just one per state.
And getting squeezed to get the milk and like all that kind of stuff.
I know, but just one per state? That's still one per state.
Or it could be multiple. It's probably multiple. It's 100,000 cows.
It's 100,000 cows wanting to have their udders dealt with.
I don't think they're plowing the fields. Are they planting in those fields?
I don't know. Maybe. If you have that
or
many...
Or is it just cows?
Well, it seems like too much space for cows. 11 states, only cows?
Yes, because your experience on Farmville has taught you...
That you multitask and you have an area for your plants and an area for your... Then you set up your pen and then you have your cows.
Oh, right? My God.
Separate but close yes. to your horses.
How did I ever second guess your ability to understand right. the complexities of owning a 20 million acre farm?
Right. 22 I'm just million saying, acre right? farm. I'm trying to apply it to what I know.
Yes.
Seems like it's more than a one-man job.
It does. And it probably is.
Because sometimes I felt Farmville was more than a one-woman job too. Once it was going all crazy, I'm like, this is too much work. I think that's why I sold it and quit. I'm like, it's too much.
Yes, it was too much. Too much. Consuming.
It's like tired, right? Like, it's like, I can't imagine. Can't imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems crazy. just seems crazy.
That poor one man who's dealing with 100,000
cows. 100,000 cows over 11 states. He's up before the chicken crows.
Is he really sleeping?
I don't think he's sleeping.
I don't think he's sleeping.
I think he just goes from state to state to state to state and then starts again. Right? Like,
I need you to not think about this too much.
I need that dude to get some farm hands. Needs to get some help.
Probably does.
Right? Didn't say anything about that in the article.
Okay. All right. One person. It's a one-man band.
For 11 states.
Uh-huh.
And 100,000 cows.
Awesome.
Like, I bet you if you were to ask the busiest Canadian farmer, what's your maximum cow milking capacity in one day? I bet you it's nowhere near 100,000.
I doubt it.
Right. So how is this one dude, right? In China, maybe, right? Maybe they were quicker.
I don't know.
I don't know. Weird.
Okay. But because we're talking about Canada and Canadians, mm-hmm. What is the most Canadian song that you think represents our country?
Really?
Uh-huh.
You need to ask me this?
I know what you're going to say, but I need
Snowbird.
To hear
it. Snowbird. It represents all the seasons. It comes from the glorious voice of our nation, our nation's iconic Anne Murray. Okay. Right? It's that or that, yeah. That's the one, I think.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I mean, I was thinking Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, yeah. Who just passed
and then
away.
A song came to mind, and I don't know if it's Canadian, but I feel like it must be. And it's called, I Got a Heater in My Truck, and I Don't Give a Fuck, and I'm Off to the Rodeo.
Right.
Who sings that?
I don't know. It's 40 Below, and I Don't Give a Fuck.
Fuck, and a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo.
Yeah.
Who sings it?
I don't know who sings it.
It's got to be Canadian.
I don't know.
One of those weird things that just pops into your head, and it's like, what the hell?
But speaking of Gordon Lightfoot, did you watch any of the Canada Day celebrations?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
So at the end, they did a thing about Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh.
Yeah. I felt that they kind of trashed him. I felt that they didn't sing his songs very nicely, very well.
Oh, why? Yeah. How did they sing them?
Well, I don't know. Not good. Let's just go with that. Not good.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
I don't like. I don't typically like the Canada Day celebrations.
Jan Arden headlined it, right?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, right. And so she was good.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another point, actually. friends of the podcast, you all know I love Jan Arden. I was listening the other night to Jan Arden's podcast, the Jan Arden podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
Really good. They're finishing off their second year and they were talking about seasons versus episodes.
Uh-huh.
And out of Jan Arden's mouth came to, I think, whoever her co-host was for the day, uh-huh. Sarah somebody, I don't remember. She says, I think we're the anomaly. And by we're, they're talking them. I think we're the anomaly because we've done 52 episodes this year. We do an episode every single week. I think we're the only ones that do that.
I'm sorry.
Right? First off, dear the Jan Arden podcast.
You are not the only person in that boat.
It's your girls,
and
Lisa and Sam.
And we started that boat.
Right. Almost 7 years ago now.
Right?
Right. Through rain or shine or sleet or snow, heart attack or sickness, broken ankle, surgery, it doesn't matter. We got an article. We got a podcast to put out.
Dear Jan Arden, widen your circle.
Right. So I did send a tweet, and I'm not done tweeting about it yet.
Oh dear.
Because I was just like, it's funny that you would think that. Because after you've done it every week for 6.5 years.
Uh huh.
Even we still would not proclaim to be the only ones that do that.
There's so many other people who probably
do that.
Do an episode every week.
Right. Exactly. I don't think it's an anomaly.
And yes, there are people who do them in seasons, like this is season one, this is
right.
season two,
yep.
and stuff
fun.
Like that. And that's fine. But there's a lot of us who do them in episodes.
Who just do, and we just keep on going, counting and counting and counting.
We're the only ones. Oh my God.
That's what
you
she
should
said.
Widen your view of the world.
She said, I think we're the anomaly. And
no,
I'm like, oh.
You're not, I can't believe they said that.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Wait, whoa, what?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Are we the anomaly? I'm like, no, you're not.
Nope. You're not.
You're not. And
you're
you just
not.
Finished your second season of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Dear Jan Arden, maybe a little apology coming our way. How about that?
I shake my head, listeners. Rally the troops.
Right. Dear, guess what, Samantha? I shake my head at Jan Arden right now.
I'm shaking my head as well. Because That means you don't listen to anyone else's podcast. You've been on other people's podcasts. Right. You should go and research that first before you say it. And this is coming from two women who don't research shit.
Anything. But guess what? We would never say that. No. We maybe still wouldn't research it, but we also wouldn't say it.
No, because we know that people do various things with their podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Matter of fact, we don't care what you do with your podcast and how many episodes you do. It's not a competition.
It is not a competition.
This is what we do because it seems to be what works well for us.
OMG.
I know, right?
I'm a little choked now.
I thought we need to move on. Yeah, we should. Let's talk about the grocery rebate that's coming to Canada.
Oh, that's full of shit too.
Right? It's supposed to be coming this week.
Oh, yay!
I know, right? If you
qualify. My parents will be so happy for the $2 they're going to get.
No, they're going to get probably 400.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You might get 260 if you qualify.
Come on, people.
I know.
Like, it's kind of like salt in the wounds. I don't need a fucking rebate. I need you to stop taxing me to my nuts.
Right.
I need you to give the seniors of the world who are living off of CPP and old age pension, you need to give them a lift in the money that they take home every month. Like, and give me a fucking break.
And maybe can we just try and clean up our streets a little? Just a little.
Oh my God. There's so much shit that doesn't need to happen.
Right.
Because everybody thinks they need something new. No, you fucking don't.
No, you don't.
No, you fucking don't. You don't need the fucking arena downtown.
Right.
Saskatoon.
Watch your language, and Samantha. You're getting a little heated up.
You don't need a new library.
Which is funny coming from you.
I love libraries. I think that is awesome. I think the public needs a place to go to rent a book, to get a book, to do. I love that.
Right.
It serves a function in the community.
Yes, it does.
We don't have the money for either of those projects.
Right.
We have so many things that need to happen. If you put a bike lane in, I am going to lose my shit.
She's going to go crazy. She's going to go crazy.
Nobody needs a goddamn bike lane. Nobody uses them.
Right? Oh. They don't because they just drive in front of the car.
Yes.
That's what they do.
They act like a vehicle when they're not a vehicle. They're not supposed to be on the side of the road. They're not supposed to be on the sidewalk. They're not. I don't. And now we have scooters. Now we have to worry about.
Now we got
to
worry about the scooter. The
stupid motorized scooter.
And no offense to all the scooter people. I'm tired of looking at random dropped off scooters everywhere. Dear Saskatoon, come pick up the scooter.
I know. They're everywhere now.
Oh my God. Right. We're just littering scooters now.
Yeah. So as we got off the grocery debate, I need them to think about not taxing liquor. That has annoyed me since I found out. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Exactly, right?
You are making life not fun.
Yeah, stop making life not fun.
You are sucking the fun out of all the activities that people like to do to relax because they've worked 40 plus hours a week, right?
You betcha.
Stop it.
Just stop it. Exactly.
Has anyone bothered to look out beyond the crack of their own goddamn ass,
Samantha,
and figure it out?
We're getting a little ranty.
And figure out.
We're getting a little ranty. We're getting a little ranty. We're getting a little ranty.
To make people be able to live and survive in today's world. No, you give me a $400 grocery rebate.
Time to change the topic now.
Sorry.
Friends of the podcast, we apologize for the rants.
No, because I needed to do it.
Oh, and now it's done. So can we move on to something fun?
I feel better now. You brought up the grocery rebate, you dumbass.
I know, but I didn't think you were going to get all mad.
Okay, but now I'm gonna shake my head at something else.
Okay.
I shake my head at the fact that they're doing smiling training in Japan.
I don't shake my head. I think it's kind of cute.
It's funny, though. Like, it's funny. It's because they spent so much time with masks on that they have forgotten how to smile and socialize.
Because everybody had a scowl under their mask.
So now they have to go train to learn how to smile again and socialize.
Yep. Makes sense to me.
I think that's
a good course. I think we could all take that course. We could all put a little extra sunshine on our face.
We all have to remember, you're not wearing that mask anymore. People can see what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. Right. They can see the scowl. Okay. So on Twitter the other day, on Canada Day, actually, Anne Murray was trending. And all I thought was, oh no.
Did she die?
No, she didn't die. They were just talking about how she's the greatest Canadian icon ever.
Oh.
I know. Right. But thank God. Right. Because when somebody trends,
They're dead.
Yeah. Right? So thank God. Thank God.
Oh. I don't know how, I mean, to lose the queen and Anne Marie so close together.
Oh, I couldn't.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next tragedy in my heart, hey? Uh-huh. Before family and friends, it's going to be Anne Marie. Just putting it out there. Just, I'm not lying, right? Not lying.
She really isn't, folks.
I am not lying, right?
I'm really surprised at how well you kept it together for the queen.
It was hard. It was really hard. I felt the queen would expect me to have a stiff upper lip.
Uh-huh.
So I felt I did what the queen would have expected. Mm-hmm. Right? Anne Murray, different story, man. Good luck with that, friends. Good luck mopping up this mess.
She's going to lose her shit.
Going to lose my shit. And then I'll probably revert back to, and I remember when the queen died too. It'd be all that, right?
Yeah, and then I'll just come pouring out.
It'll all just, right? And then my mom 15 years ago, it will not stop, right? And then my pet cat, it'll go on, and it'll be everything.
And then you're going to need some, you know, French onion dip and chips to calm right? you down.
Some therapy of some sort. You betcha. Guess what? Here's something interesting I did. Do you ever just like see a quiz and think, I'm going to take it?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, so I saw a quiz and I thought it piqued my interest. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I am. I'm going to take it. I passed. I am not colorblind. And there was like 30 questions.
Like, what would make you think that you were colorblind?
I don't know. I just thought maybe
You only take tests that you think you can pass.
Right, and I thought, I can pass this one.
Right.
I can ace this colorblind test because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I am not colorblind.
Like, that is so sad that you only take tests.
I'm pretty sure I can see that it's blue and not pink. I'm like, yes, it's blue and not pink. And I went through 30 questions with it too.
Wow. I'm just surprised you did 30 questions.
Well, again, right? I wanted to get like top student. Right. Uh-huh. At the end, congratulations, you are not colorblind. I'm like, whoa.
I mean, what was the point of that?
To prove that I wasn't colorblind.
You aren't.
How do we know for sure?
Oh my God, seriously?
Well, I don't know. It asked a lot of questions. I think you should take it. Maybe you're colorblind and you don't even know.
I'm not.
I don't know. I have a test that proves that I'm not. You just are going on a theory, Samantha. Yeah,
I'm going on a theory, yes. Right? That's exactly it, Lisa.
Samantha, I got one last thing I need some clues. So we talked about Weymouth and her chicken fried steak. Uh-huh. Is that similar to like the whole, I see a lot of stuff about chicken and waffles.
That's big in the States, chicken and waffles.
Yeah, okay, right? Because I watch a show and it's called The Phantom Gourmet and it's about how if you ever go to Maine, you can eat all these different restaurants, right? Uh-huh. And eat your way through Boston in that area. And they always show places that make chicken and waffles.
Oh, okay.
To me, that seems like the ultimate gluttony food.
No, because it's just good.
It's just chicken.
Oh, you would love it because it's chicken and the chicken is coated. Uh-huh. And then there's big waffles and lots of butter and syrup.
It just seems like a weird mixture.
It is a weird mixture until you have it together.
Have you had it together?
No, but I think it would. It's just syrup with chicken.
I don't think I want syrup on my chicken.
And a waffle is just a waffle. Like, it doesn't taste like anything usually.
I don't know. It seems odd to me. I don't think I would love it.
You don't like anything that you've never had before. So are we surprised?
No, we're not surprised.
No, we're not surprised.
But I am not colorblind. I am not colorblind.
Oh, okay. So do I have to take this test in order for you to believe that I also am not colorblind?
Well, if you want to prove that you're not colorblind, you should take the test.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Lisa 1, Samantha 0.
Stop it!
Right?
I tell you.
All
right, guys. We're coming to the end of the podcast, but I'm going to tell you a couple things. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And you know that we have our socials, right? We have Facebook, Instagram. We got the Twitter and we got the TikTok. All you have to do is Google I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and we pop up and there we are. Join us. If you have not yet joined us, please join us. Tell people to join us because we like to have new friends. We also have Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we also have swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
We are available to so many people.
We are available. We would like to say thank you to John Domingo for putting us together week after week, and he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John. Samantha, when we talked about sex with Sue, we probably should have said thank you to Andrea, who sent us a link about it. We knew, but she was like, this would be a good conversation.
Oh, that's right. Andrea suggested it as topic.
Right. So again, right? That's another way people can get involved.
See, guys?
Right.
People told us about stuff.
Yeah. And again, friends of the podcast, tell your friends about our podcast. Tina from, it was through Instagram. She said that she sent us a message yesterday saying that her husband has now said, you can't listen to Lisa and Sam without me. I know. Because apparently dude loves us. And she's starting back in 2019. They're re-listening.
We're keeping marriages together one podcast at a time.
One podcast at a time. Tell you, right? Soon, like, as if we're not therapeutic. All right, Samantha, anything else you want to add this week?
No, I think we're good.
Right? So, friends of the podcast, you know we're headed to the lake. Right? That's where we're headed. Yeah. So there's going to be some fun stuff coming up uh-huh. too, right? That we'll do kind of on the sly. We're going to hopefully try ketchup cotton candy.
We got to find it.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
I'm not doing that.
You said you would. Ugh. You said you would. And we're going to try and see if we can find some haggis.
I'm not bringing haggis up to the lake.
We said we're going to try. It's in a can. Ugh. It's not going to be good. I don't think we're going to love it, but we said we would try it.
Fine. Okay.
You can't make these promises and not. This is the problem with you.
We're going to make Michelle do it.
You overpromise and then we don't deliver.
No, I'm going to make Michelle do it.
Nope. Well, we're all going to do it. All right, Samantha. If you got nothing else, I got nothing else.
I got nothing.
Friends of the podcast, have a great week. Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.